This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Democrats, of course, Bernie Sanders will be 78 and 19 in 2020. Tells you what is, gives you an idea of the extent of the devastation Obama has left behind in the Democratic Party. In his 8 years, he did okay in 08 and 12, but they have lost, as you enumerated before, the House, the Senate, the presidency, two-thirds of the governorships, two-thirds of the state houses. He has torched their entire minor league system. Triple A, double A, single A, there's nothing left, and that's why the leadership is in their 70s. It's the old progressive, it's the Bernie Sanders, old vacationing in the Soviet Union hard left, which energizes a lot of students. I don't think it's going to carry the party anywhere. Ask yourself, what do they stand for? A higher minimum wage? Fine, but that's not a program. I think what they have lost is kind of an ideological center, some kind of idea. Remember, the real problem in the Clinton administration, in the Clinton campaign, was what was her message? What did she believe? She had to farm it out to 20 people, and nobody had an answer. I don't know what the party stands for other than it's right now anti-Trump, and it'll thrive on that. But beyond that, there's nothing on the positive side other than the hard left, and that's got no appeal beyond these university towns and some cities.
Yeah. Well, that's Charles Krauthammer on Brett Baer on Fox last night. I don't know if the Democrats were listening, but I think he laid it out perfectly. They've lost their way. They're scrambling. And what happens sometimes when people are scrambling like this, all they can do is yell. And that's what you hear is a lot of noise, but not a lot of substance, whether it's from the new DNC chief, the head of the Democratic National Committee and Perez, or some of these other, you know, spokespeople for the Democrats, Ellison. You get this rather loud speech, like as if they think if they speak loud. It's kind of like that Lucy clip we play every once in a while, Scott, that she thinks if she talks louder to people that they're going to understand her. No, it's just that people who speak Spanish and only speak Spanish, they don't understand English. So you don't have to,
they're not
speak
deaf,
any louder,
Lucy.
Right?
They're not deaf, Lucy.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you brought up Ellison, and I think he's a perfect example of what's wrong with their thinking. He was, I have heard a clip of him talking to where he says Democrats won the important counties in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Well, they won 9 counties. Do you know how many counties are in Minnesota? 87. So if you only care, if the important ones are only those 9, what are you saying to the rest of the people there?
Yeah, exactly. You don't matter.
Yeah, so yeah, they won all, you know, the Duluth, the Minneapolis, St. Paul, the metropolitan area, and down in Rochester are the three places that they won. That's going to be your stronghold, and those are the ones that matter. Mm-hmm. Well, they only won by 44,000 votes, 1.5 points, percentage points, and you know, Gary Johnson got almost 4% of the vote. So if the Republicans are on the verge of being able to win Minnesota, which is something that I thought I'd never see in my lifetime.
Hey, you imagine, huh? I mean, it's no question. But, you know, here they are. They're trying to find a silk purse, you know, somewhere in the South here, I guess, if that's possible. But, you know, they need to really just hunker down and get away somewhere and have some sort of strategic meeting and get an idea, something that they're really passionate about, truly passionate, that came out. And that was the thing that was lacking out of the Clinton campaign. And, of course, this book shattered, and we're hoping to get in touch with the authors because we want to have them on. Well, I'll tell you, this really gets into the campaign and helps you understand a little bit more. I mean, a lot of things that you thought you understood about the Clinton campaign, yeah, it's that and worse, let me tell you. We've got more coming up. Stay with us, America. 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now. I am Bill Martinez. We are live.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. It's the independent Bill Martinez, and we're coming at you live, pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, John Whitehead is with us, attorney, author, who has written, debated, and practiced widely in the area of constitutional law and human rights. That's why we respect and love John so much and always appreciate whenever he's on with us. He is the founder of the Rutherford Institute, a nonprofit civil liberties and human rights organization. His most recent books include Battlefield America, The War on the American People, and A Government of Wolves, The Emerging American Police State. John, how you doing? I know you you and Nisha are out traveling the highways and byways these days.
Yeah, we're traveling around, talking to people, trying to get the people active, get them involved in government. Boy, do we need that today.
Yeah, but we've got to, you know, there's no question that people are activated a bit, and I wonder if they're activated about the right things, because there's so much distraction and so many ways to release your anger. And I have this sense, John, and maybe in your travels, as you're traveling across the country, you're sensing this growing anger in the populace. So what are you seeing here?
Well, I'm seeing anger at each other, not, to me, what I would consider the enemy of freedom, which is a lot of things we're seeing happening in government. I've seen people punching each other in the face at rallies and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, conquer and divide, that is a great strategy by governments in the past when you get people fighting each other. What I'm trying to tell people is let's stop fighting one another and address some of the problems, you know. And as you know, you see my commentaries, which I write mm-hmm. weekly at Rutherford.org, and people should go read them. There's so many problems, and my fear is, in my book Battlefield America, I point out that we're on the verge of a government that's going to completely be much like the regimes of the past, Nazi Germany and things like that. All the trends are there. All the parallels are there, folks, and I'm telling people that don't stand in each other's face and scream. Turn the other way and look and say, here's a government that's overtaxing us. You have people getting shot in their homes, 80,000 SWAT team raids a year. I don't know if you've heard about knock and talk.
Yeah.
That's a new strategy by police where they're showing in the middle of the night at people's doors, banging on the doors. And people are coming through the doors with their hunting rifle thinking a burglar may be trying to get through the door, mm-hmm. and they're getting shot in the middle of the night. That's happening all across the country. In fact, I wrote a commentary on that.
John, to your point, let me ask you, John.
In the right direction. I think we're looking in the wrong direction, folks.
John, to that point, you know, when the police come, a SWAT team come to the door, the last time I looked, the statistics were 40% of the time somebody gets shot.
Yep.
So if you have increased activity, boy, we're going to have, I mean, that number, 40%, doesn't mean shot and murdered, but they get shot, and you got a lot of innocents involved in that number.
Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah. Some of my commentary addressed all the people. You know, an old fellow, 70 years old, hears someone banging at his door. Yeah. The only weapon he has is a shoehorn. The police looked through his sliding glass door and Stephen the shoehorn and said, oh, we thought it was a rifle and they shoot him and kill him. And they don't even have a warrant. And that's another thing. They're bypassing the warrant procedure. They're not getting approval to do this. And 80% of the SWAT team raids we're seeing happening, and there's 80,000 plus and growing across the country, are premier warrant service where police need to show up at your door and knock on the door to see if you were the right person. And you know, there's this argument that, hey, you know, the society's dangerous out there. Well, the FBI released their statistics showing that crime is at a 40-year low in this country. Americans are not a violent people.
Right.
So we're either in your local communities, you're either going to have to get control of the situation, or the way things are moving, again, it's all on our website. People go there, get educated, folks. That's the first thing I say, get educated. That precedes action. And get some oversight in your local communities, because this is a problem. Listen, I speak in local communities now. If you get 5,000 people in a community, small towns, they're telling me the same stuff.
Right.
It's happening all, and even in small communities now.
John, do they have an idea of how to reclaim their rightful authoritative position as delineated in the Constitution?
They have a right under the First Amendment to, you know, approach the government, protest. That's all protected, to redress their grievances. They have a right to assemble. But the problem with most Americans that I'm running into today is, they, you know, the average American watches 150 hours of television a month. I mean, everybody's sitting and watching. And watching stuff, by the way, and I document this in my commentaries in my book, everything you're watching on TV is controlled by five mega corporations who work closely with the government. And by the way, folks, everything you're doing now, just revealed Google Voice on your phone, they're recording everything you're saying. The headphones on your head, those wireless headphones, I studied your show, they're collecting all this data on you. Nothing. I mean, I had an NSA agent visit me not too long ago. He would not talk to me in my office. He said he had to. I had to step outside with him.
Wow.
He said, no cell phones, John.
Mm.
And he talked to me. And he was saying to me, listen, they're listening to you. They're collecting data on you. Everything. And that's the state of the country. And if we keep putting up with this, if you have grandchildren or children, what I'm telling people is, for the sake of your grandchildren, for the sake of your children, folks, get up. Get out of your seats and get active. You can go down to your city council meeting. You can pass laws against a lot of this stuff that's happening. But most people are sitting and watching. If you sit and watch, I'm asking for the future generation. I'm not the only one saying this, by the way. There's a lot more commentators out there talking about this stuff, and they're warning us, but we're not listening to the warning.
It's as if the fix is in here. I mean, we just talked with Congressman Ken Buck out of Colorado. He has written the book, Drain the Swamp, basically telling us that Washington is worse than we thought. You know, I mean, here's a congressman who just entered into his second term of office. And I sense his frustration. He's a former prosecutor here, John. You know, a guy who goes in thinking, hey, I'm going to represent the people. And they tell him right at the welcome door, you know, you got two ways to play it. You can play it our way or play it your way. But it's always better if you play it our way. And our way means the same old, right?
I've sued politicians in out of Washington, D.C. for 40 years. I have friends that work up there, and they tell me the same thing. It's so corrupt. It's, you know, there's so many lobbyists and so many corporations. 14th Street is basically, they said, populated by private corporations that run the congressmen. So the problem is, out of D.C., you're not getting represented like you think you are. No, you're
right.
Not. So it's run by money. And, you know, that recent study out of Princeton shows, and they did a detailed study of 20 years of laws and policies passed in Washington, D.C., and these professors came to the conclusion that we're run by a moneyed elite. They said a moneyed elite runs our government, and they don't care about your rights. Not what the founding fathers gave us, by the way.
Well, John, and they love this stuff. This stuff like O'Reilly and all the Trump hatred stuff. I mean, this is all distraction from what they're doing, right?
Conquer and divide, too. Now, if they can get us fighting with one another, they win.
Well, and this is, you know, this is what's happening. It is prevailing, no doubt about it. John Whitehead, attorney, author, who has written, debated, practiced widely in the area of constitutional law and human rights. founder of the Rutherford Institute. His books is, as we mentioned, Battlefield America, War on the American People and the Government of Wolves, the Emerging American Police State. And make sure you go to his website, Rutherford.org. Check out his weekly commentaries. Also, and make sure you get your hands on one of his books, if not both of them. You really need to, as John said, it starts with education. You need to be aware of what your government is doing. It is a slow creep, but it seems to be moving quite rapidly these days. You need to be aware of it. More from John Whitehead on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
The country, on your smartphone, and around the world. You've tuned in to Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, visiting with constitutional attorney John Whitehead, founder of the Rutherford Institute. John, before we get into your column, one of your latest ones about government here, this latest rumor from Chuck Grassley, I mean, no sooner do we seat the ninth justice, rumor that we might have another justice retiring before summer. What do you think about that?
Well, again, it's important. Who you have on the Supreme Court is very, very important, yes. And, you know, some of the justices are very, very old. So I think our current president is probably going to have a chance to maybe do at least two appointments during his time. So, and Congress is going to have to. What I think we need on there is some good, solid constitutionalists that have good academic backgrounds. And not just from Harvard and Yale, by the way. There seems to be this prejudice. If you go to Harvard,
right,
you head to the Supreme Court. I'm telling you, give me somebody from Kansas or Arkansas who has a love for freedom.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you got Justice Kennedy.
Justice Scalia type, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you have Justice Kennedy, as you say, is 80. Ginsburg, 84. Breyer, 78. Also rumor that, which I've heard, over the last year is, Clarence Thomas, he wants to get in the motorhome and just, you know, go write books and have some time with his wife and just, enjoy life here in the latter stages. So, I mean, you've got four people here looking at the exit possibly.
Yep. So it doesn't need to be rushed. I mean, it needs, they tend to rush these things and shoot them, and all of a sudden we've got somebody in the court that we know a little bit about, but we're not sure about. To me, again, I'm concerned, and the Supreme Court has not been very favorable to freedom in the last 20 years. Mm-hmm. They most often rule in favor of the government. And the point of the Supreme Court was always that it would look at governmental policies, be skeptical, but you don't see that anymore at all.
No.
Nothing.
Exactly. Right.
Justice Roberts was supposed to be the guy who was going to come bring us constitutionalism, but he's upheld virtually every program the government's pushed through.
Well, without a doubt. I mean, he really seemed to side with President Obama more times than we could understand. John, yeah. Getting back into your one of your most recent articles, When Government Evil Triumphs, Freedom Falls, you know, we've often heard, as you wrote, the saying, government is said to be a necessary evil. How can necessary and evil cohabitate?
Not really. I mean, it's, you know, there are good governmental structures, however, and people must understand this, and I've seen it really clearly, there's a total moral breakdown in the country, and the government's not helping that, you know. And like I say, when you've got the FBI actually hacking into child porn websites, adding images of children, porn images, tens of thousands of those images, supposedly to catch people operating porn sites. In 2015, they actually uploaded more than 100,000 people accessed porn videos peddled by the FBI, supposedly to catch porn distributors. And when they got challenged, the FBI backed off, dropped any kind of cases they were doing, and ran for the hills. And I detail this in a commentary called When Government Evil Triumphs, Freedom Falls. If you study history, I mean, when the great philosophers of history who wanted to manipulate people said, if you can control the sexual passions of people, you control the people. Mm. That's exactly where we're headed. And if you're familiar with it, and I know you are,
yeah,
the child porn industry today, I mean, young guys, 18, 19, are downloading child porn, all kinds of porn on their computers. They're even making comical movies about this. But when you got the government participating in it, as I show in this commentary, I think there's more behind it than accidents. I think that when you get people concerned about sex, that's all child porn, any kind of porn, we've moved into a territory that is really, truly anti-freedom. Who's going to care about freedom or SWAT team raids if they're sitting in front of their laptop watching porn all the time?
Exactly.
And that's exactly what we're seeing.
Well, their brains are being numbed and dumbed down.
Exactly.
You know, through this whole process, isn't it, John?
It's being numbed. And again, it's freedom is a mind thing. It's a moral thing. I'm going to stand. You know, it's what Edmund Burke, the great philosopher, said: "Evil triumphs and good men do nothing." And when I'm talking to pastors now, I'm saying, "Listen, get your people educated on these issues. Get your Christians down at City Hall. Get them activated. Get them speaking out on these issues. Let's hear from the Christians in the society, and talking to Jewish people, I'm saying the same thing. Rabbis, get involved, get out there and start talking about morality, why morality is so important in this country. And it isn't anymore. No, I don't hear anybody, very few people talking about it. You can talk about the Bible. A politician can talk about the Bible, but if the politician is not saying, hey, let's get out there and get active. You know, my mentor was a guy named Francis Schaeffer. And I worked with him. I was his lawyer. Some people may remember him, but he was very active in picketing abortion clinics and stuff like that. I see none of that today, you know, with all the things we're seeing happening across this country. And, again, the government's peddling it right now. There's no, when you got the FBI uploading images of child porn on child porn sites, we got a real problem, folks.
Exactly. Well, you wonder, you are what you think, and you are what you allow your brain to be exposed to. How many of those FBI agents are going to run into a problem down the road and be influenced by the very thing that they have to immerse themselves in, right?
To upload it, you're going to watch it.
Yeah.
So the question is, and I say this, and it's not conspiratorial here, but is there a mind behind this?
Yeah.
Is there somebody saying, oh, this is a good idea, we can get them watching this stuff, we can do whatever we want to do, we can pass whatever law we want to. And just like you said, in Washington, D.C., I had a friend who went to work for a couple congressmen, and he called me. He was only there about 2 weeks, and he said, John, it's worse than you think up here. Mm-hmm. He said the congressmen only work a half a day most days, and the rest of the day they spend raising money for their next campaign.
Exactly.
They're not representing you, John.
Yeah, it's all built on a pay-to-play program. It's about survival. It's not about we the people. But getting back to the moral issue, John, at the basis, I mean, our founding fathers knew this. They designed a constitution which was based on, you know, for all intent and purposes, a lot of it came out of the Old Testament. Because when you consider the basis, and God knew, go figure, God would know, that at the foundation there had to be morality. And he gave, before he could give the people the rule of law, he had to give them the Ten Commandments. He had to tell them, hey, this is how you can judge whether or not you're doing right or wrong. With my, you know, the first four we had to do with our relationship with God, the other six with man. And so, so the founding fathers knew. As a result, Madison knew, as a result of all his studies of different governments and constitutions and that sort of thing, at the very foundation, the chief cornerstone of our Constitution was morality. And he said, without morality...
John Adams said the Constitution was written for a moral people.
Yes.
People who knew the difference between right and wrong in a spiritual sense. And listen, when I turn on the television... See, you know, watch an occasional movie, you know, I don't see any of that anymore. I mean, go back and watch a few 1940s movies, and now go watch movies in the theaters and tell me if you see a difference, folks. You're going to see
a total
difference.
Look at Beauty and the Beast had to be, you know, 15 seconds, but they had to, you know, take a great story from Disney and interject, somebody else's cultural perspective.
Exactly. Exactly. And they're doing that through error. You're being indoctrinated is what I'm telling people. Be careful. Get your act together. Get educated. And let's change this country.
Well, no doubt, we look to the church because they are, they have been the holders of morality. They have been the champions of morality on behalf of the citizenship of this country of ours. And I pray that the pastors of the churches would, as Karl Barth said, go to the pulpit with the Bible in one hand and the newspaper in the other, because people are coming and they want to know how to make sense of Aaron Hernandez committing suicide, or O'Reilly now being out at Fox, or all the stuff that's going against our president right now. Well, John Whitehead. You know, I do that every once in a while. With the Rutherford Institute has been our guest. John, thank you so much.
It's here, the biggest flooring event of the year. Lumber Liquidators 14th Annual April Sale. With 5 days of once-in-a-lifetime prices on top-quality North American and European laminate from 49 cents. Pre-finished hardwood from just 119. Bamboo from 139. Get wood-look waterproof floors from 59 cents. Limited-time deals on small lots from 29 cents and more. Plus, special financing. Don't miss it. New deals added daily. Get to the April sale at Lumber Liquidators today.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Bunker Hill, Gettysburg, Normandy, they mean something. Bill Martinez, live.
America, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com and you can discover how to connect with the 280-plus affiliates we have around this country or around the world via shortwave. We're all over the place. And I'll tell you, I've been waiting anxiously to speak with our next guest. I had a chance to speak with her, she may not remember, a little over a year ago because we were talking about her busy schedule back then. We've got three-time WNBA MVP, the winner of two national titles. She scored 101 points in 16 minutes in high school, and I think she probably could have done it faster than that, but I think she had to take a break. And she's a four-time Olympic gold medalist. Of course, I'm talking about the one and only Lisa Leslie is with us. Lisa, how you doing?
Hi, Bill. I'm doing great. I like the fact that you've done your homework.
Well, of course. I mean, who doesn't know about you and all your accomplishments? I mean, you were designed for basketball. Basketball was designed for you. You've been such a blessing to other athletes and, dare I say, the fans of basketball.
Oh, thank you, Bill. You know, I've always seen it as a honor and a privilege to be able to play, you know, a sport that I love and give back. And one of my highest moments is just being able to be a role model for so many young girls and boys out there who are clearly now adults when they see me now and want autographs. Yeah.
Right, exactly. Well, and that's the thing that is heartwarming is that you realize that there's something a lot more than 101 points per game. When you have a young girl or a young boy come up to you and look to you, and you've been such a model for these young kids over the years, Lisa. I gotta believe for you and your family, this probably is more meaningful than most of the awards and accolades you've received.
Absolutely. I mean, to have my own family with a wonderful husband and two young kids that are 9 and 7, it really is, you know, I always say you have a chance to be a role model to so many, but I'm really my children's first teacher, you know, at home.
Yes.
And so I really love this job and this opportunity. And, you know, you have to keep it in perspective. It's tough. It's hard raising kids for those of us who are really into it. I mean, you know, playing basketball really becomes easy compared to the job and the responsibility I have for these little ones. But, you know, I love it every day. I'm really so passionate about it. And, you know, they just give you hope. That's what life is about, right? Love, hope.
Exactly.
And just, you know, having faith, and you're just hoping that they can be successful and you can pass on the best you have.
Exactly. Well, you've been busy, and who would have thought, even in your high school days, with a successful career that was already launched, but today you're an actress, a model, author, you got your MBA, so, you know, you are a true student athlete from that standpoint, appeared on Celebrity Apprentice, and of course we see you now with the NBA Finals well underway. I see you commentating on the NBA, which is always good. I always appreciate your perspective.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I definitely wear a lot of hats, and I enjoy it. And I think the blessing in that is that, you know, I'm not like most people. I don't have to work 9 to 5, but I do have quite a few jobs, and I really appreciate being able to be close to the game with TNT and then being on CBS Sport Network, you know, on the show We Need to Talk, which is a phenomenal show as well, where we cover all sports. You know, doing the public speaking, as you talked about. And then I just finished my second book, From the Court to the Boardroom.
Yes.
And again, that's really about having, you know, that competitive edge where people, you know, we talk negatively sometimes about being competitive, but you have to use that fuel. And I've taken what I've learned in sports and applied it to business and learning to just really reignite that competitive spirit and being able to rise and reach the goals that I want to reach. And then the last part of that is just being able to reach other people, being a mentor, you know, to young women and men. And I think we have to have more people doing that. We have to find ways to work together and help each other.
Well, don't you think so, especially in today's culture? I mean, you were on Celebrity Apprentice, and as you are writing in this book, from the court to to the boardroom, I mean, there are things that you learned on the court that are applicable to life and to business. And I see great opportunity for these young kids coming up, Lisa, that, you know, we've been saying, if you're not at the starting line ready to go, you're going to miss out on some of these opportunities, because I believe this country is getting ready to explode in a very good way, that there's going to be a lot of new inventions. Business is already, the trajectory on business is very positive right now. And in that are a lot of dreams, a lot of potential that's just waiting to be realized, don't you say?
Well, Bill, I agree 100%, but here's the kicker. We have to educate ourselves and continue our education. And what happens sometimes is, I figure from generation to generation, we have so much access to information. that we get distracted, whether it's even through, you know, too much time spent on social media. You know, my pastor was saying how, you know, you'll waste like 8 years on social media and you don't even realize how much time is gone in a lifetime where you could have spent that time going back to school. And so I went back to get my MBA because I wanted to make sure that I understood business in a way that I could apply it and use it when working with other brands and corporations. So I just think it's important for us not to lose focus on, there's so much technology out there, and you're right, there's so much, you know, in the future that we can continue to grow and learn, but we have to teach our kids and our children to make sure that they seek out education and not just, you know, sort of rest on their laurels wherever they are.
Exactly. Well, one of the keys to the many options that you've enjoyed, and I'm sure you're having a lot of fun and you're trying to balance, you got two little ones that you're raising, your hair is running around on fire sometimes, you know, and people go, how does she keep it together here?
You know, it's really about prepping. It's about meal prepping for me. It's about preparing my kids for life, you know, beyond just, you know, even playing sports. And so let me just share a few things. Like a typical day for me, I'm up in the morning, I make breakfast and dinner at the same time, and I prep these meals so that my kids have some healthy choices in food. I'll go work out, I come back, I'm doing emails and, you know, conference calls, and then here come my kids. So, you know, I make sure that they are fueling themselves for now they're becoming student athletes. So I have, you know, this product, Larissa's Kitchen, which I love. It has 11 grams of protein in it. It's responsibly raised, grass-fed beef, 4 healthy-tasting flavors that they have, but no added MSG and gluten-free. Then I have fruits and vegetables and nuts and, you know, maybe a tuna sandwich. So I'm teaching my kids, again, as we're their first educators, even in food, giving them these healthy choices so that now they're fueled to go play. My daughter wants to be a professional tennis player. My son one day wants to be a professional basketball player. I'm telling them, hey, get your book and make sure that you're eating right, because how you fuel your body is basically how you're going to be able to perform.
Exactly. And you've already prepared the family for those go-to snacks. So it's a no-brainer for them. And like you say, with a little bit of preparation, you can stay ahead of, you know, two kids that are, you know, running around in Mach 5 speed, right?
Yeah, definitely. And it's all about balance. So I would say if you're in the career field, you want to get my book, From the Court to the Boardroom. You can go to fromthecourttotheboardroom.com. If you want to find out more information, you can go to larissaskitchen.com to make sure you're just making healthier choices.
Well, Lisa, how has being a professional athlete change your views? You kind of touched a little bit on this, but I want to, we got a couple of minutes left here, so I want you to expand, you know, for the benefit of our listeners, on what is best to feed yourself and your family.
Balance. It's going to come down to three things. You got to have carbs, protein, and a little bit of fat, and making sure that your protein and your vegetables are the biggest things on your plate, and make your carbs the smallest, and you'll be fine.
Any other last-minute?
So
any? Okay, one final question. Any other last-minute tips you want to share with other working moms out there, and where they can go for more information?
Yes. Well, again, just make sure you go to LarissaKitchen.com so you can find out about reaching for a healthy snack. My book is From the Court to the Boardroom. You can go to IamLisaLessie.com.
There she is.
So much for having me, Bill.
Thank you, Lisa. You take care. Be blessed.
Okay, you too.
It's here, the biggest flooring event of the year, Lumber Liquidators 14th Annual April Sale, with 5 days of once-in-a-lifetime prices on top-quality North American and European laminate from 49 cents, pre-finished hardwood from just $1.19, bamboo from $1.39, get wood-look waterproof floors from 59 cents, limited-time deals on small lots from 29 cents, and more, plus special financing. Don't miss it. New deals added daily. Get to the April Sale at Lumber Liquidators today.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers, a place for mom. Call today.
Call a place for mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
For more information and the interviews you love, go to BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, they're all right there from me to you. Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, as I mentioned, Doug Giles is going to be joining us. He's with us right now, the founder and editor of ClashDaily.com, author of the wild new book, A Coloring Book for College Crybabies. Doug, Fox News is rocked O'Reilly out. I mean, the rumors were getting heavy and heavy to where, I was getting asked almost every minute yesterday, is he in, is he out? And I said, well, it doesn't look good. It started out in the morning, it was 50-50. By the afternoon, 40-60. By late afternoon, he's good as gone. You could see the writing on the wall here.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me on, Bill. Matter of fact, you might ought to change your name because it looks like all the bills are going down. Bill Cosby, Bill Clinton, yes. Bill O'Reilly. Might want to go to William or Willie or something like that.
Yeah, something. I think so. You might be right, but, hey, I'm on the right side of the wall here, so I'm okay right now anyway, but, as you and I were talking, go ahead.
Here's something that, just got to ask everybody out there, what did we think was going to happen with the likes of Ailes and O'Reilly when you inject gorgeous girls into that ancient Viagra commercial?
Yeah, exactly. And on top of that, let's face it, Doug, this is the entertainment. This is not to excuse it, but only knowing, and I was telling the audience, I've been in this business most of my life. And I was involved in the media before it was sexual harassment. Now you say sexual harassment and it's like, it's like a golfer shanking a golf ball. They just don't know what to do. They don't know what to do about it. And in this case here, no due process, all allegation, 13, New York Times as credible as they can be. They put out this hit piece and, here it is. They knock out O'Reilly.
Yeah, it's brutal. And like you said, it's guilty, before any kind of trial at all. But, you know, to me, where there's smoke, there's friction. Did O'Reilly do it? I don't know. The thing that I'm trying to deduce down, I mean, why pay off any girl? Like, if I didn't do something, Bill, and some girl said, you know, he pinched me on the butt and said that I smelled nice, mm-hmm. and come on over and meet me at the hotel room, if I didn't do that, I would say, sorry, chick, you're not going to get a bloody penny from me. But yeah. There was millions of dollars paid out. I know some of the girls that are accusing O'Reilly, and they're good girls, man. They wouldn't do it, you know, right. If it was bogus. But again, you know, you got an environment with super hot chicks who are sporting more leg and cleavage than a Baywatch set, seeking employment and advancement from super wealthy, heterosexual, self-preening egotists who look like Lurch and Uncle Fester. That's a recipe, Bill, for disasters. Millions of dollars plus old, ugly, gross guys who control the purse strings and their ticket to fame, and then hot chicks thrown into that. You're going to hear, ladies, if that's where you're going, hey, baby, you want to come up to my hotel room? And
right.
And then for people to be surprised that there's sex behind the scenes and sexual banter and sexually charged atmospheres when you've got that kind of lineup, that's naive. That's like being surprised that there's amorous ongoings backstage after a Kiss concert.
Yeah. Well, it's like, is this only happen with conservatives? I mean, you don't hear anything on the liberal side, right? I mean, it's not like, some people look at Wolf Blitzer and they think he's hot, you know? I don't know, you know?
Yeah, probably Anderson Cooper does. I don't know if you saw this or not, but first of all, there's if it does happen to CNN or MSNBC or CNBC or all the other lesser cable shows and stuff, that's okay. They're liberal.
Yes.
And I had this guy, Bill, tell me this verbatim. He said, well, O'Reilly espoused traditional values. Bill Clinton, on the other hand, did not espouse any kind of conservative values. And so I'm sitting there thinking, so it's okay for him to rape Juanita Broderick, grope Kathleen Willey, and do things that I can't even mention to Paula Jones because you'd get kicked off the Salem Network?
Right.
Because he doesn't espouse those values. What kind of stupid logic? Those people who think that way must have failed their syllogism courses in their undergrad logic class.
Exactly. Well, Doug, you know, the thing is surprising to me, and I think disappointing, and of course this says where Fox is right now. I mean, it is a divided organization. You got the traditions of Rupert Murdoch, who empowered two guys. I mean, much like, you know, I use the comparison of Bill Belichick and Tom Brady in Roger Ailes and Bill O'Reilly and what they were able to do. I mean, go back a couple of decades ago and look at what cable TV was all about and what these two guys were able to do together. Now, and this is with Rupert Murdoch, you know, was like the Three Musketeers here. Now he's got his two younger sons who in theory have a great new idea. And boy, the whole idea of the Fox family went by the wayside, because if it's a Fox family, where was the family to come around O'Reilly? Because the fact of the matter is what happened to O'Reilly could be happening to you next.
Yeah, and it's brutal. Anybody, I could hang up right now and I could post on ClashDaily.com. Bill Martinez propositioned me before I got on air with him, and just leave it at that.
Right.
And the proposition could be, hey, Doug, when you're in town, let's go eat lunch or let's go hunt some dove. And the next thing you know, worst case scenario takes over and all your advertisers dump you.
Exactly.
Like, I didn't do nothing. However, right. I'm not saying that about O'Reilly. Again, a lot of people that I know that have been on his show basically say the guy's just an egotistical jerk.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, there has been no rape, no non-consensual sex, if there was any sex. It's just him saying gross things like Ron Burgundy did on Anchorman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And then here it is. And you know how these things go when you have legal cases come before you. You've got corporations that say, look, we just don't want to get out there. Can we pay you off? And they come up with some settlement and everybody goes off into their own corner. And in this case here, you had, what, some payouts about $12-13 million over a period of time. This wasn't something that just happened yesterday. This was what, over the last 10-12 years or something, these payouts have taken place, right?
Yeah. And again, those are you know, old news, but you know, there's fresh allegations. And you know, I gotta take some of my buddies on the right to task. Some of the girls that are alleging this are very conservative, very upstanding women. So, you know, it sucks that that it happened to O'Reilly. He was a force of nature for many, many moons. But man, you guys can't act like that. Listen, if you say something to a girl and you get called on it, that's untoward. Just own it. Don't pay them off. Don't continue on, you know, willy nilly and stuff. And listen, girls, if you got a boss that's like that, punch him in the eye. I told my daughters, Bill, who have black belts and the first black belts in the world with the Helio Gracie Jiu Jitsu School. Mm-hmm. That if some guy makes some ham-fisted grab for their breast or their butt or say something that's offensive, take him out and film it. Put it on Facebook Live, and by the end of the week, you'll be a hero. You'll be financially set.
Exactly.
Some of the girls that are mentioned here, not the ones that I know, stayed there for 2 years. Who does that?
Right.
You know, you got Roger Ailes, who's, what, 4'11", just looks like Jabba the Hutt, and he's telling you to do things that are gross. Don't have such an insane delusions of grandeur and ambition that you will override your values simply to get on television. Go work at Denny's, maintain your integrity, and like I said, punch him in the throat and film it and put it on Facebook.
Well, and, you know, as you say, morality and integrity works both ways, and this is not to indict the women. Like you say, you know the women, and they're upstanding, and you know, all that's all part of this deal. And this is part of the problem when you don't have due process. You know, we say, Doug, often on this show that in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And so there's lots of opinion flying around, but I think it's an opportunity for our culture to do some soul searching and say, okay, hey, am I totally clean on this? But am I going into my boss's office, who we know is a dog, and we've got a plunging neckline here, and you know, kind of an invitation, you know, to violate your private territory, and then you want to claim foul. I mean, and we know that happens as well, right?
Right. Yeah, girls, don't jam your puppies up there like Japanese on a crowded train, and then all of a sudden be offended that some guy's staring at it like a dog staring at its food when you change it on it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, look at the way, like you say, the whole culture of Fox. I mean, you know, the legs that are showed on the Five, and you know, all this stuff, and poor Bob Beckel.
I can't believe they get any work done over there. I would be so distracted.
I mean, Beckel, it's driven Beckel back to drink, I think, sitting next to Kimberly Guilfoyle.
Yeah, Eric Bowling will you know, serve some hot topic up to Beckel, and, you know, he's just completely lost in space looking at Kimberly and stuff. But, you know, here's some, you know, I've got some advice, guys, in this litigious environment where you're guilty before proven innocent. Is take the Billy Graham route. He had no girls work for him. He would not get in a car alone with the girl. Wouldn't get in an elevator alone with a girl. He would have his guys go in, sweep his hotel room before he would go into it, and he maintained his integrity.
When I worked with him, Doug, you never closed the door, you never cross counsel. And what the vice president said here recently, that he would not have dinner with another woman but his wife. Maybe this is something. I mean, you know, people poo-pooed it, made fun of him. And, of course, you know, some of the activist women got all nervous and revved up over that for, you know, obvious reasons. But, hey, a heat of warning, right?
Well, it's funny is that they condemned Pence for being prudish, and now all of a sudden they're condemning O'Reilly for being a 10-degree horn dog. When did the left turn into pearl-clutching pilgrims?
There you go. Doug Giles, founder and editor of ClashDaily.com. Thank you, Doug.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life?
Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936. The answer.